UFO site. First, I want to dedicate the beginning of the Shia to a chazara of some of the main features of Asugya. I'd like to also continue a bit with our introduction. As far as chazara is concerned, our Mishnah establishes three dinim. Number one, that the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim on a regular day should be shechted at 8.5 hours. Number two, on Erev Pesach, it should be shechted 1 hour earlier. And the reason for that is because we have an overload of work to bring all the Pesachim, and we want to therefore expand the time period, so we're going to start at 7:30. And then, in the case of Friday, on Yudal B'Nissan, Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach, in that overlap situation, we're going to shecht the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim as early as 6.5 hours. Number two, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rav as to how to derive the conclusion that the time for the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim is at 8:30. And according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that halacha is a doraisa, derived from Ben Arbayim. We took the 6 hours, we split it in half, we allowed an hour for the hakrava, so we had 2.5 hours in the morning, 2.5 hours in the afternoon. So we started at 6, and then we got to 8:30. Whereas Rava says, no, if you're going to go with that approach, you'll never be able to justify neither the case of Erev Pesach in our Mishnah, where on a regular day we will bring it at 7:30. How can we do it so early? And even more so, in the case of Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos, we're going to bring it at 6.5 hours. So therefore, Rava comes to the conclusion that our Mishnah is based on Darabonans, on a Daraisa level. The entire afternoon, starting with Sheshva Mechza, is the appropriate time for the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Again, we had a problem because Rashi seems to be playing on two sides of the thing. On the one hand, he seems to say that all 6 hours are appropriate and suitable for the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. On the other hand, he says, no, we have to wait until the sun tips towards the west, and therefore we have to add another half hour to get us to Sheshva Mechza. And Belineder, I'd like to talk about that more in detail later on. But right now, I want to finish up with our overview of what we did yesterday. We have a Braisa, and that Braisa records a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. And yesterday, we got up to the point where we had a machlokas between Abaye and Rava as to how to interpret the debate between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. According to Abaye, if the 14th of Nisan coincides with Shabbos, we have a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel, who would say that we bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim at 7.5 hours, and Rabbi Akiva, who would make it as early as 6.5 hours. So that, according to Abaye, Rabbi Yishmael, in the case where Shabbos coincides with Erev Pesach, then basically Rabbi Yishmael is applying the same rule that applies in general to Erev Pesach. In Erev Pesach, we shecht the karbon at 7.5 hours. Again, the logic of our Mishnah was that we want to give ample time for the Pesachim, therefore we start an hour earlier. If we're going to apply that to the case of Shabbos on Erev Pesach, then nothing changes. We're not exactly sure why Rabbi Yishmael wants to insist that the same time for a regular Erev Pesach should apply, even if Erev Pesach overlaps with Shabbos, because we understand why in the case of a weekday of Erev Pesach, you have to postpone the Karban Tamid until 7.5 hours. You can't go back to 6.5 hours because of the weight of Nedarim and Nedavos. But on Shabbos Erev Pesach, we weren't sure why Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't be willing to go back to 6.5 hours. And we suggested a kind of Lahashvos Sagumos, as we said, to try to get a uniform time period for the Shechita of the Karban Talmid Shel Bein Arbayim on both a regular 14th of Nisan and a Shabbos 14th of Nisan, and that's going to be 7.5 hours. Rabbi Akiva is not impressed with this kind of uniform time period, and therefore Rabbi Akiva wants to say that if Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos, we should go back to the earliest time period, maximizing the time for the Pesachim, and therefore we go back to Sheish V'Mechitz. Rav, on the other hand, has a different understanding of the Machlokis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And according to Rava, Rabbi Shmuel would say that if Shabbos is Erev Pesach, then we go back to Chol Di Alma, which means we go back to the classic time for the Shechita of Korban, Tamid Shomein Abayim, which is at 8.5. If that be the case, then what we're understanding, according to Rava in Rabbi Shmuel, is that despite the fact that it's Shabbos, and to boot, it's Erev Pesach, nevertheless, we're going to go with the later time for the Shechita of the Korban, Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, at 8:30, and we're going to equate this with our classic Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, which is always, any day of the Chol in the whole calendar year, is at 8:30. And if that be the case, we really have a problem with Rabbi Shmuel, because the logic of Rabbi Akiva is very compelling. And Rabbi Akiva says, well, wait a minute. It says in the Mishnah, nobody denies this, that if Friday is on Erev Pesach, we're going to Shecht the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim as early as 6:30. Why not apply that same logic to the case of Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos and make it earlier? Why are you stuck within the box of Chol, the 8:30 time period, when we see that there's flexibility in the case of an Erev Pesach on Friday? Now, Rabbi Akiva doesn't go as far as to equate a regular Shabbos with a Friday on Erev Pesach. I mean to say a regular Shabbos of Erev Pesach. He only uses the case of Friday in order to indicate that we're not stuck in the, you know, incarcerated in that time period that is for a chol, meaning 8:30, we can now be mocked in the carbon Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. How far will we be mocked in? Okay, so we might be mocked in it only as far as 7:30 is concerned. We're not going to be mocked in it all the way to 6:30. We don't have the issue of Tzlias HaPesach, because the Tzlias HaPesach in the case of a regular Shabbos on Erev Pesach will take place after Shabbos, on Motzi Shabbos. That's fine on Tesvav B'Nisan. Whereas in the case of a Friday, we don't have that option because we have to do the Tzlia before Tesvav B'Nisan, and that's before Shabbos enters with nightfall. And therefore, to facilitate not only the Hakrovas HaPesachim, but also the Tzlias HaPesachim, we have to start on Friday as early as 6:30. That, Rabosai, is pretty much an overview of what we accomplished until this point. Now, I'd like to go a little bit out of Seder and take the time to introduce a number of different general categories and concepts that apply to Kodshim. Because, as I've said at the outset, I see this shiur as an overlap between Masechta Pesachim and Kodshim. So what I'd like to talk to you about today is what I call psule machshava. And what I mean to say is that there are four avodos, and those avodos have to be performed with a specific kavana. And if the kavana is not the appropriate kavana, it might disqualify the entire korban. So take, for example, we have a concept called shelo lishma. In other words, you are now taking a korban ola, and you are performing all the avodos of a korban ola. And now, instead of designating the korban as an olah, he has the kavana of shelo lishma. Now, what is shelo lishma? And in this case, let's say he has in mind chulin, that he's shechting an animal in order to eat the animal as chulin. So the Mishnah establishes that in such a case, if it was not designated in the mind of the Kohen HaOved as a carbon ola, then the carbon is invalid. And it depends. If the Kohen HaOved had a kavana, which is what we call a more general kavana, let's say for chulin, then it's very possible that although the carbon is not really a carbon ola per se, because the machshavas hakohen was not l'shem ola, but nevertheless, he didn't have what's called a negative kavana. And therefore, the carbon fits into this kind of generic category in which it does generate a kapara. And therefore, the kohen, the bailim, will not be required to replace the carbon. But if the kohen has a negative kavana, which is called shelo lishma, for example, let's say, what would be if the kavana of the kohen was for the sake of another carbon? Let's say, for example, for the sake of a shlomit. What happens now? So this is actually a sugya at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim. And if, let's say, for example, he has kavana l'shem shlomim, that's one kind of shelo lishma. But if he has kavana l'shem chatas, that's a different kind of shelo lishma. And the first sugya in Zvachim is going to analyze the difference between one kind of shelo lishma and another kind of shelo lishma. So it could be that in the case of a carbon ola and the shechita was l'shem chatas, the carbon is totally invalid. And the bailim would now have to bring a replacement carbon. Okay. Now, let's talk about what's called a machsheves pigul. And a machsheves pigul divides up into two subcategories. One is called chutz l'zmano, and the other is called chutz l'mkomo. Chutz l'zmano means that every karbon has a certain time allotment within which you're allowed to eat the basar. After that time allotment passes, the basar, if it wasn't eaten, becomes nosar. What happens in a case where the kohen had in mind at the time of the avoda a machshava of chutz l'zmano? For example, let's say the basar of a chatos or an osham is only eaten for a day. He had in mind that they'll eat it for 2 days. In the case of a shlomim, you're allowed to eat the carbon for a longer time period, and that's 2 days. He had in mind to eat it for 3 days. That's called a machsheves pigul. And in such a case, the carbon is completely invalid. The bailim are going to have to bring a replacement carbon. And furthermore, the basar carbon becomes osur b'taras pigul, which is an isur kares. Now we have another category of pigul, a machsheves pigul, and that's called chutz l'mkomo, which means that every carbon has a place, a limited area where it could be eaten, and he has in mind that it could be eaten outside of that area. So, for example, a carbon chatas can only be eaten in the azara, and he has in mind a machshava when he does the avoda that it could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. This too is a machsheves pigul, not chutz le zmano, but rather chutz limkomo. Once again, in this machshava, the karbon is posel. The Bailam will have to bring a replacement karbon. And in this case, the machsheves chutz limkomo could apply not only to what's called achilas adam, but even to achilas mizbeach. What does this mean? And here we get down to a very important introduction to Kodshim. There's the achilas adam, which means either the Kohen in the case of Chatos V'Yosham, or the Yisrael, the Bailim in the case of Shlomim, that's called Achilas Adam. Then we have Achilas Mizbeach, which refers to the Haktorah Al Gabi Mizbeach of the Emurim. And this Machsheves Pigul of Chutz L'Mkomo could apply not only to Achilas Adam, where the Kohen has in mind that the avodah is being done for the eating of the korban outside of its allotted area, but also for a chutz limkomo of Achilas Mizbeach. Now, what that would mean is that he has in mind that the carbon is going to be brought outside of the Mizbeach. Now, in this case of Chutz L'Mkomo, although we said it's Pigel, and since he had in mind that the carbon would be consumed either by human or by the altar, Chutz L'Mkomo, outside of its assigned place, the carbon is possible. But the basar, in this case, is kind of pigul, but not totally pigul. We said before that pigul is an isur kares. That's only in the case of chutz l'zmano. But in the case of chutz l'mkomo, the basar, although it is pigul, is not a chiv kares. If you eat it, it's not a chiv kares. Now we have a different kind of machshava, which is called shalol li'ochlov. And this is very unique to Karban Pesach. In the case of Karban Pesach, the Mishnah says later on Daf Ayin Vav, that there are only certain people who are allowed to eat the karban. And if, let's say, the shechita of the Karban Pesach was done for the sake of someone who is excluded from Achilas HaKarbon, for example, he's not one of the Bnei HaChabura, or alternatively, he's someone who simply physically is incapable of eating the Karbon, then that again is called a Machshava of Shalol Li'ochlov. However, in this case, the Psul of Shalol Li'ochlov applies unique and exclusive to Shechita, because the Achilas HaPesach is related to the Shechitas HaPesach. Whereas in all the other psulim of Shalol L'Shem Bailov, Shalol L'Shma, or Chutz Zmano, Chutz Mkomo, those psulim apply as a Machshava Poselis in any one of the four avodos. When we get to the Karban Pesach, the psul of Shalol Li'ochlov is limited to the shechita of the Karban Pesach. It doesn't have any implication or application in any of the other of the avodos. Okay, that's going to be my introduction for today. And now we get back to the Gemara the Gemara itself. We're on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and we're up to the Maika Miflegi. So let's make sure we all have the place. The Maika Miflegi, and we're up to the first of the wide lines, which is approximately 12 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. We're now in Abaye. We're on his turf. And within his understanding of the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, and we're talking about the time for shechting the korban tamid shel ben arba'im on Erev Pesach, Shechalios b'Shabbos, and Rabbi Yishmael says Shevo Mechza, Rabbi Akiva says Sheshu Mechza. V'mayka miflegi, the Gemara seems to assume that Rabbi Akiva's approach is more logical, it's more compelling, because there's no Nedarim Nedavos on Shabbos, and therefore there's no reason to postpone the Shechita of the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Let's do it at the earliest possible time and maximize the time for the Shechitas HaPesachim. And we saw that in the case of Yudal Shechalios Be Erev Shabbos. Why not apply that in the case of Yudal Shechalios Be Shabbos? So what I'm trying to suggest here is that the reason why the Gemara says B'maiko Miflegi is not to explain Rabbi Akiva, but rather to explain Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva himself is logical. Why? Because on Shabbos, where we don't have the compelling logic and reason of Nidarim v'Nidavos, we should be machdim the Tamid so that we can maximize the time period for Shechitas HaPesach. Why is it that Rabbi Yishmael then resists Kedima? Kedima means to be makdim the Korban Tamid earlier than it's brought on a regular day during the course of the year, which is 8 and a half. There's no reason that we should be bound and compelled to shech the Korban on the Tamid on Shabbos of Erev Pesach at 8:30. The rest of the year we delay the Korban, the Shechita of the Tamid, because of the abundance of Nedarim Nedavos. We don't have that factor at all on Shabbos. Why does Rabbi Yishmael insist that we delay the Shechita of the Tamid until 8:30 on Shabbos Erev Pesach, and therefore we are going to minimize, in a sense, or at least subtract this period of time that we could offer for the Korban Pesach by delaying the Tamid to 8:30, Rabbi Yishmael is in effect whittling down the time period that the Pesachim could be brought. And therefore the Gemara is compelled to introduce another postponement, meaning another factor that delays the Shechita of the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, and that factor will have to apply even on Shabbos. Are you with me? So Rav Osai, again, according to Rabbi Yishmael, we have a problem here. Because if the factor that delays the Tamid on a regular basis, namely Nedarim Nedavos, is inapplicable in the case of Shabbos on Erev Pesach, and since it's Erev Pesach and we want to maximize the time for the Pesachim, why does Rabbi Yishmael resist being mocked in the Tamid? And the only answer to that could be that there's another variable here that delays, or shall we say, motivates us to postpone the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, and that factor has to apply even on Shabbos. Now, by way of introduction, let me read to you a few psukim in the Chumash. The Torah says, with regard to the Lechem Aponim, that it's not enough just to set up what we call the Marocha. There are actually two Marochos of six Lechemim on each. So you have the Shulchan with its various shelves, six shelves on one side, six on the other. But the Torah says that's not enough. V'nasata, this is Vayikra Perikovdal, V'nasata al hamareches levona zaka. Now, I'm not sure, you'll have to help me out here, how to translate the word levona. I think it's called frankincense or something very sophisticated. Anyway, for our purposes, it's called levona. Levona, excuse me. And the Torah says that on the Mareches, you have to place Levona Zaka. And then the Pasuk says, V'hoysa l'alechem li'azkara ishe Hashem. Now, what happens with this Levona that's placed on two sides of the Shulchan, on the Marocha of these six Lechamim and on the Marocha of the other six Lechamim? Now, the Lechem, which is called the Lechem Aponim, is brought on Shabbos out into the Shulchan. But we only put the Lechem on the Shulchan after we remove last week's Lechem. And the Gemara Menachos goes into great detail about how you have to pull this off in such a way that the Shulchan is never empty. So like you're pulling last week's Lechem on this shelf, and immediately you're putting down this week's Lechem, the fresh Lechem. Oh, the Gemara says there was a great miracle in the Beis HaMikdash that both Lechemim, last week's, which was put a full 7 days ago, and this Lechem for this week, are both equally fresh. I mean, that's a great miracle that took place. Anyway, now the Torah says, V'asisa karosa v'kaposav. In the commandment of the Mishkan, which is now not in Sefer Vayikra, but now we're in Sefer Shmos, you are commanded to create kaposav. These are spoons. They have to be made of gold. And they are called bezichin. So the bezichin are these two kapios, these two kapos, that are gold. And you place the levona on both sides. Now you take these two spoons, and with each one, you fill up the spoon with levona, and that's called mole komatz, a komatz of levona. And you take it from the shulchan, and you put it on the mizbeach. And as a result, now last week's lechem becomes mutal achila. And the kohanim will now divide up the lechemim for the anshei mishmar, and each one will get a piece of the lechem panim. Again, the Gemara tells us there was another great miracle, and each one got a small piece. There was too many kohanim, so they got kippul, but they felt satiated by eating kippul, which is like a bean, a small bean's worth of the lechem aponim. Okay, fine. Now, what would be matir, the chalos, the lechem aponim for achilas kohanim? It was the haktara of the bezichin. So we had to wait until the levona was scooped up in these two spoons, which are called bezichin, brought over to the Mizbeach, and after the Akhtara of the Levona on the Mizbeach, now the Kohanim are allowed to eat last week's Lechem Aponim. So, V'nasata al HaMareches Levona, and then, after the Mareches, which is the fire of the Mizbeach, you place the Levona. At that point, the Torah says, V'hoysa l'alechem Liazkara Ishe Hashem, which means now the lechemim themselves, the breads, they call it showbread, I think, in English, can be eaten by the Kohen. Now, if you remember the introduction of the Rambam to Kodshim, the Rambam says that on a daily basis we have two olos, which are a karban tzibur, those are the tamidim, and if it's Shabbos, then we have to add the two karbanos of Musaf, which are likewise karbanos tzibur, and all told now we have four karbanos tzibur that are brought on Shabbos. Those two karbanos of Shabbos are called Musaf, because you're adding it to the tamid. And the Torah in Parshas Pinchas goes into great detail about the Musafim of not only every Shabbos, but also of every Regel, of every Yontif, and of Rosh Chodesh. Now, here's the question that occupied the minds of both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The Musaf has to be brought before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. The Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, as we say, Hashleim, has to be the last Karbon, only with the exception of Pesach. So certainly the Musafim have to come before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. What about the Bazichin? There are two possibilities. One possibility is to say that the Bazichin are not part of or an addendum to Musaf. They stand on their own 2 feet. They're part of the avoda of the Lechem Aponim. The purpose of the Bazichin and Aktaras HaLevon is to be matir the Lechem Aponim and bring these Bazichin and be matir the Levona at any time you want. The other way is to say that no, the Bazichin are attached to the Musaf service, and therefore they can only be brought on the Mizbeach for Akhtara after the Musaf. That's going to create a real problem if, for example, you had an agenda, which I don't know why you'd have such an agenda, but let's say you had an agenda to bring the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim as early as Sheish V'Mechtza. So you might be able to finish all your Musafim by Sheish V'Mechtza, so that we get the Musaf under the belt, so to speak, meaning before the last carbon of the day, which is always, by definition, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. But now, you're not finished with the Musaf. You need another Haktar on the Mizbeach, and that's called the Bazichin. That's going to delay the carbon Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, because now I'm pressured to bring not only the Musafim, but also the Bazichin. So let's say, for example, I would tell you that the earliest time for the Musafim would be 12 noon. We'll see if I can make a case for that. So for an hour, we're busy with the Akrava of the Musafim. Now we're ready for the Bazichin. That's going to take us another hour. We're already into the eighth hour. And that's what the Gemara says, that b'maiko mifli yibi musafim kod l'bazichim kod mifli Rabbi Shmuel sabar musafim kod min l'bazichim. And we're going to explain exactly why he came to this conclusion. But now, the musafim will have to be brought, and only when the musafim are complete, then the hakrov of the musafim, only then are we ready for the Bazichin. The Bazichin also have to be brought before the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So now, we're beginning to appreciate, and this is going to apply even on Shabbos, why Rabbi Shmuel is motivated to delay the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim in the case of Shabbos, or in the case where, you know, we have to bring Musafim. So because we have to bring Musafim, now the Bazichin, meaning the Akhtar Salavon, has to be postponed, because Rabbi Shmuel Shita is that Musafim Kodmin LeBazichin. And if you're going to delay the Bazichin until after the Musafim, you're already deep into the eighth hour, and that's when you'll Shech the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And this logic is very appropriate for Shabbos, because on Shabbos we have Musafim, not just Bazichin, we have Musafim. And the Musafim are unique to Shabbos. The Bazichin are unique to Shabbos because the Bazichin would be Matir the Achilas Lechem Aponim, and that would be on Shabbos, because every Shabbos we replace the last week's Lechem Aponim with this week's Lechem Aponim, and that replacement is only clinched, it's only completed with Aktaras HaBazichin. But now we're saying that, okay, on Shabbos we need Musafim, we need Aktaras HaBazichin. I'm not sure which has to come before which, what's the sequence? But Rabbi Shmuel insists that the Musaf have to come before the Bazichin. Hence, we're going to delay the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. Now, let's just read through the Gemara, but again, I owe you and myself an answer to the question, why does Rabbi Shmuel insist that the Bazichim have to come after the Musafim? But let's just read through the Gemara, just explain the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel as to how he came to the conclusion that Shevo Mechza is the time for the Korban Tomid. Says the Gemara, Avilu Musafim B'Sheish. The appropriate time for the Korbanos Musaf is the sixth hour. V'Bazichim B'Sheva. We're going to allow for an hour of Hakrova for the Musafim. We end up now at the seventh hour. Now we're ready for the Bazichim. V'Avilu L'Tomit B'Sheva B'Mechza. Now, we've taken you from the Musafim at Shas Shishis up to the Akrova, the Bazichin, at Shas Shvius. Is Memela. Now we're ready for the Korban Tomid. And that's going to be B'Sheva U'Mechza. So again, what is pressuring, or shall we say, motivating Rabbi Shmuel to delay the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim on Shabbos? And the answer is, although we would have expected that the Tomid should be earlier, because we have this massive amount of Pesachim, we're going to have to delay the Korban Tomid to facilitate, allow room for the Aktaras HaBazichin, the Aktaras HaLevona. Because the Levona could only be brought after the Musafim. The Musafim are going to occupy us from Sheish until Sheva. The Bezichin now are going to be at Sheva. And V'Ovid Leila Tomid B'Sheva U'Mechza. Just 1 second. B'Sheva U'Mechza. I'm a little bit confused here. What are we talking about? Sheva U'Mechza. Because the Musafim is B'Shash Sheish. Now the Bezichin is Sheva. Just 1 second. I'm a little confused here. How do you bring the Tomid at Sheva U'Mechza? I see. I'm sorry. I made one mistake here. I misinterpreted the word B'Sheish. I made a mistake. the afternoon begins with Shah Shvius. So when he says B'sheish, it means B'shah Shishis. That's on our clock, 11 a.m. So the Musaf is brought in the morning, and it's going to end, meaning the Hakrav of the Musafim is going to terminate at noon, and that's going to be Tchilas Shah Shvius. And at that moment, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we're allowed to bring on the Mizbeach the Levona with the Shtei Bezichim. And apparently that process is going to end a half hour later, and that's when we're going to be Makriv the Karban Tumah. That's what I think is the Sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Now, let's see if I can sort of wrap this up into a neat package by explaining why, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Musafim are brought at Shah Shishis. Okay, let's see if I can do that. The pasuk in Musafim, in Parshas Emor, it says Elam Oadei Hashem Asher Tikro Osam B'Kroi Kodesh, and then it says LaHakriv Ishe Hashem Ishe LaHashem Ola UMincha Zevach UNesachim Dvar Yom B'Yom. So the Torah says, "Lahakuv ishe l'ashem." What does the word ishe l'ashem mean? The Gemara in Tmura tells us, "Eze isha shemakrivim b'moed havi omer elu hamusafim." So the Torah describes musafim as dvar yom biyomo. Now the word yom means Etzem Hayom. Etzem Hayom. And the Gemara later on, well, actually, not here in Pesachim, but in Yoma, the Gemara is going to say that Yom means later, because if the Torah wants to say the early part of the day, it uses the word Boker. So we're contrasting two words, Boker, which means the early part of the morning, as opposed to Yom, which means the later part of the morning. And with regard to Musafim, the Torah says, Dvar Yom B'Yomo. So Memele, since it says Yom, in the Pasuk of Dvar Yom B'Yomo, referring to what? Referring to the Korban Musaf, because we said that the word Ishe is referring to Musaf. Now let's look at the Parsha of Bazichin. And the Torah says in the Parsha of Bazichin, which is in Vayikra, and we mentioned it earlier, it says, V'nasato al hamareches levona, etc., etc. And that's in Vayikra Chav Dalet. And then it says, B'yom HaShabbos, Ya'archenu lifnei Hashem tamid. So whereas in Musaf, it only says the word Yom, which as we said is a little bit later in the morning, once, in the case of Bazichin, the Torah repeats itself twice, B'yom HaShabbos, B'yom HaShabbos. And this means some sort of a delay. Because Yom itself, as we said before, means Or HaYom Mamish, which is a little bit of a delay, not the, you know, the week or of the beginning of the Boker, but rather Yom means delay it. Now in Musaf it says once Yom, so you delay it once. That's going to bring you to the end of the morning. What we call Shashishis. But now we get to Bazichin. In Parsha Bazichin it says, B'yom HaShabbos, B'yom HaShabbos. So we have a double B'yom. And if the word Yom means to make it later, why did the Torah use the word B'yom in the Bazichin twice? The answer is, the Torah wanted to tell us that you should bring the Haktoras HaBazich HaLevona later. Not only one later, but two later. So one later brings you to the beginning of the sixth hour, and that's Karban Musaf. And now the Torah has an additional Yom in the Parsha of Haktoras HaLevona. That's going to mean that don't bring the Levona on the Mizbeach with the Shtei Bezichin before you brought the Musafim. So you have to bring the Musafim first and the Bezichin second. So the Musafim are at the beginning of the sixth hour, which is the latest hour of the morning. And that's based on the Pasuk Yom. And afterwards, we're going to be machtir the bazichin, not the bazichin themselves, those are the kelim, but that which is inside of the bazichin. And that's going to take place at Sheva. So when is the Tamid going to be, the Tamid Shabbat Avraham going to be shechted? At Sheva Umechza. So again, we can't make it earlier, as Rabbi Akiva would have argued on Shabbos, there's no factor of Nedarim Nedavis, make it as early as Sheish Umechza. That we can't do. Why? Because at Sheish Umechza, we're busy with the Bazichin. What I don't understand is, why don't we shecht the karbon at the beginning? Just a second. Trying to figure out, we're trying to explain why and how Rabbi Shmuel came to the conclusion of Sheva V'mechza in the case of Shabbos. The answer is because we have to introduce the Bazichin after the Musafim. Is therefore Ovid Leila Tomid B'Sheva Umechza, because the Bazichin is going to be B'Shah Shvius. I'm a little bit confused here because, just one second. What do we have? We have the Musafim are being brought by Yom, and that's going to be Shashishis. So now that we fast forward the clock to Shashvius, and now we're ready for the Haktoras HaBazich. And now we're going to have to postpone the Tumid Shel Bein Arbayim until Sheva Umechza. Just one second. Again, we can't do it at Sheish V'mechza, I understand, because that's when we're busy with the Avodas HaVazichin. So it's 12 noon. It's 12 noon. And we're involved in the Avodas HaBazichin. So let's say that takes us to what we call 1 p.m. And that's going to be 8th hour of the 8th hour. And when are we going to shech the carbon tamid at Sheva v'mechtza? That's a half hour later. I don't know, how do you account for that extra half hour? So let me read to you a summary of Rashi here. He says, V'av shavodas habazichin mistayemes b'sof shah shvius. So already after the shah shvius, which is the first hour of the afternoon, we finished and we completed the bazichin. Im kein efshel lahaschil b'shchitas atomid b'tchilas shmona, at the beginning of the 8th hour. Which means at 1 p.m. He says, Mikol makom lo ratzu, why did they add that extra half hour? Lo ratzu l'shanos v'lekvo azman chadash. V'ein mishanen oso el l'sheish u'mechtza shuzman o'mikar adin. Umiyachashi efshal akrivo v'sheish v'mechtza machmas habazichim akrivin oso v'sheva v'mechtza ki b'shar Arvei Pesachim. So again, the time for the Karban Tamid on Erev Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, we said was Shevav Mechza. In truth, we could have been Makdim with another. We could have been makdim with another half hour. And now what's going on? We're now talking about, it's again, nochmal. On a regular Erev of Pesach, on a weekday, when do we bring the Talmud? Sheva Mechtza, correct? For whatever reason. Mostly because of the Nedarim and Nedavos. If it was only Bazichin, then we wouldn't have to wait till Sheva Mechtza. We could do it B'tchilas Shah Shvius. Now it's Shabbos, and we have the Shnei Bazichin. Fine. So the Shnei Bazichin is going to add 1 hour from 12 to 1. So why don't we bring the Talmud at 1 o'clock, T'chilas Sheva, and the answer is, because on a regular Erev Pesach, we're going to bring it at Sheva V'mechtza. So we want to equate Shabbos with a regular Erev Pesach, and that's Rabbi Shmuel's Shita of Sheva V'mechtza. So that, if you're asking me, according to Rabbi Shmuel, why don't I accept Rabbi Akiva? And in the case of Shabbos on Erev Pesach, be makdim and back to Sheish V'chetzi. That, the answer is, because at that point, we're busy being makriv, the Levona. And that's going to take us to the beginning of the 8th hour, meaning Sof Shah Shvius. Why are you adding another half hour? And the answer is, because if it hadn't been Shabbos, it was just a regular Erev Pesach on a weekday, we would bring the Karban Tamid at Sheva Mechtza. That's what we're going to do, even when it's Shabbos. So the Bazichin, or shall we say, Musafim Kolam Bazichin, is going to explain why Rabbi Shmuel could not accept Rabbi Akiva's Sheshu Mechtza, meaning let's be makriv of the Karban Tamid at 12:30. That's impossible. We have to add another half hour to finish up with the Bazichin, which we started at 12 noon, and now we completed at 1. And truth, on Shabbos of Erev Pesach, that's the moment that, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we should be shechting the Karban Tamid, but we want to equate it with a regular Erev Pesach. And on Erev Pesach, we're going to shech the Tamid at 7:30. We don't know exactly why, that we'll get to. And therefore, even on Shabbos Erev Pesach, we're going to shech the Karban Tamid at Sheva Umechtz. Rabbi Akiva Sovar, Bezichin kodmin lemusafim. I can bring the bezichin in the morning. He's not going to darshan this extra yom to delay the bezichin until after the musafim. And therefore, bezichin b'chamesh. I could bring the bezichin as early as I please. B'shoach hamishis. Meaning at 10 a.m. Then, I can bring the musafim at 11 a.m. B'shoach sheish. And then, ovid le l'tamid b'sheish u'mechza. And then we could bring the tamid at the earliest possible time, which is sheish u'mechza. So let's make a note of where we got up to. We're up to Maskifle Rava. And the Mitzvah Shem will pick that up on Yom Rishon. Okay then?
Thank you very much. Shabbat Shalom.
It was a great week. We really accomplished a tremendous amount.
Baruch Hashem.
Thank you, so much. And I want to continue a little bit next week of introductions to culture. So again, let me just review Rashi's explanation as to why Rabbi Shmuel could not, on Shabbos of Erev Pesach, could not start the process of Korban Tomid Shebein Arbayim at Sheva, after the hour of Haktoras Halavona, between the beginning of the seventh hour and the end of the seventh hour. Rashi gives two explanations. The first explanation is, of course, he wants to equate it with a regular Shabbos of Erev Pesach, which is Sheva V'Mechtza, and that adds the extra half hour. The other explanation of Rashi is because he and the Kohanim are busy with what's called Chalukas HaLechem Aponim, so that when the Bezichin are complete at the beginning of the seventh hour, now allow for another half hour to complete the process of Chalukas Lechem Aponim, which can only take place after the Bazichin, because the Bazichin are matir the Lechem. Now we have Tosus here, the fourth Tosus down from the top, called Dina in the name of the Ri. The Ri is not happy, because he says that later on the Gemara is going to say that according to Rabbi Akiva, they were matir the Bazichin b'chamesh, and the Musafim b'sheish. It means that they did not allow an extra half hour for Chalukas Lechem Aponim. So that the Bezichin takes you 1 hour, and immediately afterwards, according to Rabbi Akiva, you start with the Musafim. So Tosus accepts the Ri, and he would rather therefore go back to Rashi's first interpretation, that the delay of a half hour for Rabbi Shmuel is not based on Chalukas Lechem Aponim, but rather it's based on equating Shabbos of Erev Pesach with a regular Erev Pesach on any other day of the week. The Rivan in Tosus Dibra Maskil Ubazichin, which I don't have here, I guess it's a separate sefer. So the Rivan says that the Musafim were craving Michamesh v'mechzad sheshu mechza. Because since the Torah says Yom with regard to Musafim, the Ikar Yom is when the sun is above the head of every person, which we said was that hour period between 11:30 and 12:30. So therefore we should delay the Musaf until 11:30, and we're in the middle of the fifth hour. The Bazichin is going to take another hour, and that's going to take you from 12:30 to 1:30, and that's Sheva Mechza. Therefore, the Tomid was not shechted before Sheva Vomechza. Okay, then. So this is where we're going to stop. We're up to now Maskif Le Rava. Let's just see where it is on the daf. Just 1 second. We'll count up from the bottom of the daf. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom of the daf. So I wish everyone a great Shabbos, and Emirat Hashem will continue on Yom.